Okay, so say you're in the mall, shopping for gifts for people, and you're trying to make your way across a crowded courtyard, and man, there are a lot of people in the mall. And then suddenly, it happens. A flash mob breaks out. People are singing and dancing, and what's this? Now someone's getting married? Well, that's the vision one couple here in Massachusetts had for their big day, and back in December, they realized it at the Prudential Center shopping mall. The video of John and Caroline Kleinman's flash mob wedding has gone viral, and perhaps inspiring more flash mob marriages at a mall near you. John and Caroline Kleinman are with me. Welcome to Radio Boston, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So, okay, the first question that comes to mind when I think about a flash mob wedding is, for most people, getting married is one of the most important days of their lives. They plan for maybe a year in advance. They have to coordinate a lot of different parties and events, and it's the opposite, essentially, of a flash mob concept. So why did you choose this really important day in your lives to go so spontaneously?
We chose this because with this wedding, we can mix our passion together because I was a dancer before and John is a great musician and singer. So it was something that we can put together for this day.
So for people who haven't yet seen the video of your wedding, can you just tell us a little bit about what happened?
What happened? Well, we were in center court of the Prudential Center in Boston. And we had 60 or 70 of our friends and family spread out throughout the area looking like just normal mall goers with shopping bags in their hands and normal attire. And then at one point, I sit down at the piano, which we had positioned in the space, and start playing. And some singers emerge out of the crowd and start singing Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And then you see a couple dancers that seem to be just getting into the mood, dancing around in the center of the space, and slowly it swells into about 60 dancers and about 30 singers, and then about 2 minutes into it, we form a makeshift aisle and roll an aisle runner down it, and there's a rabbi standing there. We walk down the aisle and we get married.
It happens all the time in heaven, and someday it will begin to happen again on earth. That men and women who are married, and men who are lovers, and women who give each other light, often will get down on their knees, and while so tenderly holding their lover's hand, with tears in their eyes, will sincerely speak, saying, "My dear, how can I be more loving to you? How can I be more kind?"
So even the rabbi was part of the flash mob.
Yes.
And when you did this, what were the reactions from the shoppers who were at the Prudential thinking that, you know, they were just going to go and check out the latest handbags at the stores?
I don't really know, because when we were there, I just was thinking that we are together, and it was so special for me that I didn't see that there is so many people around us.
Yeah, we both walked away thinking that we had maybe 20 people looking on, but the video has since revealed that there were far more people than either one of us expected. So
you really expected only 20 people at the Pru shopping mall?
Well, I don't think either one of us, we weren't really paying attention. I mean, we were very focused on what we had to do, and then it felt like a very private moment between us.
In a very public space. So,
yeah.
But why did you choose the Prudential?
We asked to a lot of different public space, but the Prudential was the first who said yes. So they helped us a lot.
And they were really great to work with. And
so you actually got permission from mall managers?
Mall managers. We talked to the head of security, made sure that we weren't going to get anyone get anyone in trouble.
Okay, so I have to ask you.
Yeah.
You've said just now that it was a private moment. It was your wedding. Mm. But, you know, on the other hand, like I said, you did choose to do it in a really public space in a way that was going to get a lot of people's attention, not just at the location, but also later on the web. So why did you want to do it this way versus actually having your wedding in a private space?
I think that if we can backtrack a little bit and tell a little about how we got to this point. We were both in Rwanda doing, Caroline was teaching at a school there and I was doing some video work at a different school there. Both going about our normal lives when we met each other, and I don't think either one of us expected that that introduction would lead to where it led, but you know, it was certainly a magical change for me, and I hope for you as well. And so I think that this whole notion of magic appearing in the monotony of life is something that is pretty special to us both, and we wanted to create a moment that was special for us, but also sort of magical for other people.
So for anyone listening who may be considering or who may be inspired and might want to have a flash mob birthday or a flash mob anniversary, do you have any tips or pointers on how to really get something like this to work and to bring, as you said, that joy and sense of magic to people who have no idea what's going on around them?
I think the only advice that I would have is to keep in mind what the objective is, and if that is to celebrate love or to celebrate a birthday and to deliver as fun of a day to other people as you can, to keep that in mind and not stress too much if the dancing looks sloppy or the music is not in perfect four-part harmonies, because it's not going to be, and it's still going to be hopefully special as this was for us.
So did the managers at the Prudential Shopping Mall, did they tell you that you were going to be the only ones and that there would be no more after you?
I don't know if I can say this on air. They wrote to us today and said that they were concerned that other people were going to show up to the mall and stage flash mobs of their own without the consent of the mall. So I think that people need to be cautious and get approval before doing something like this.
That may be your most important piece of advice.
Maybe that's it.
Well, John and Caroline Kleiman were married on December 12th, flash mob style, at the Prudential Shopping Center. Thank you so much for joining us on Radio Boston.
Thank you so much. It's been fun.
And for a link to John and Caroline's flash mob wedding video, go to our website, wbur.org/Boston. Coming up after the break, today's talker. Nurses are seen as the compassionate heart of healthcare, but one author says they're more than that. They're medical professionals who need to stand up for themselves, even if that means going toe-to-toe with doctors. So what do you make of that? Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. We'll talk with the author of When Chicken Soup Isn't Enough after a short break. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.